Hello friends, I am Priyanka and I am going to read before you the novel Kanthapura written by Raja Rao. The first topic is the life and works of Raja Rao. First heading, his early life. Raja Rao, one of the greatest Indian writers in English, was born on November 5th, 1908, in the village of Hasana in Mysore, in a very old South Indian Brahmin family. His parents were Orthodox Brahmin. His father was a professor of Kannada in Hyderabad. Rao matriculated from Hyderabad. Then he went to Aligarh Muslim University for his higher education. At the Aligarh University, he came in the contact of Professor Dickinson, who encouraged him from time to time. Professor Dickinson also encouraged Rao to study the French language and its literature. After studying French literature at Aligarh University, Rao went to France to do further work in French literature at the well-known French universities of Montpellier and the Sorbonne. At the age of 20, he started doing research work under Professor Kazamian. Professor Kazamian was a celebrated scholar, a literary critic, and an eminent writer in English literature. Next heading, in France. When Rao went to France, he was only a young lad of 20 years. He stayed in France from 1928 to 1938. During this period, the first collection of his short stories entitled Javni was published in 1930. He returned to India on the outbreak of World War II in 1940. After a brief stay, 1940 to 1946, in India, he went back to France. In France, Raja Rao married an American actress, Catherine, now called Catherine Rao. They have a young son between them. In France too, Rao wrote his first greatest novel, Kanthapura, in 1938. His second novel, The Serpent and the Rope, was also published in 1960, while a fine collection of his short stories, The Cow of the Barricades, had been published earlier in 1947. Next heading, his attraction towards America. Raja Rao first visited America in 1950. He got deeply interested in it. He was greatly attracted by American lifestyle. Rao's favorite American writers were the philosophers namely Emerson and Thoreau, and the poet Walt Whitman, whose transcendentalism and oriental leanings would easily endear them to the mind of a thoughtful Indian. Rao greatly hoped that the new generation there would contribute to the flowering of a renaissance whose hetero remained clouded due to the American's love of the object. He defined the American materialism because he foresees something great yet to blossom in that land. According to Rao, America has great splendor. Once this nation finds itself, it will be truly magnificent. America has the making of a great classical civilization that will be true expression of the worth of man. Rao worked as a visiting philosopher, lecturing at various American universities and expounding Hindu philosophy to American students. Like R. N. Tagore, Rao also tended to see the brighter side of what is generally termed the materialism of the West. He regards the American intellectual as deeply and greatly committed to the search of philosophical truth. Next heading, in India. Rao returned to India on the outbreak of Second World War in 1940. In India, he visited Banaras with a purpose of getting the knowledge of Indian spiritual tradition. In Banaras, he found inner change in himself and once decided to become a saint and to pass his remaining life in spiritual meditation. There, he accepted Swami Atmanand as his guide or guru. Swami Atmanand was a great scholar of Vedantic philosophy. In 1942, Rao also visited Delhi and passed some period at Mahatma Gandhiji's ashram. He practiced transcendental meditation too. Popularity and recognition. Next heading. Raja Rao is one of the big three along with Mulk Raj Anand and R.K. Narayan. He brought philosophical dimension to Indo-Anglian fiction. His greatness has received a great international reputation and entire recognition. The Serpent and the Rope, one of the greatest novels in the realm of the Indo-Anglian fiction, has presented the spiritual conflicts and the theological metaphysics of an order which can easily be assessed as the outstanding merit of the novelist. The Serpent and the Rope has brought Sahitya Academy Award to Raja Rao. His other novels have also earned flattering encomiums from Western writers. According to Santha Rama Rao, Raja Rao is perhaps the most brilliant and certainly the most interesting writer of modern India. Rao has recently been awarded the Padma Bhushan by the Indian government too. Next heading, his literary career. In the words of Uma Parmeshwaram, if a time capsule is to be buried for future generations, Raja Rao is the novelist whose books deserve to be included in the capsule. She points out why she has selected Raja Rao. Among the Indian novelists writing in English, one could narrow down the choice to Mulk Raj Anand and Raja Rao after hesitating over Manohar Malgonkar and R.K. Narayan. Rao brought philosophical dimension to Indo-Anglian fiction. His novels include Kantapura, 1938, The Serpent and the Rope, 1960, The Cat and Shakespeare, 1965, and Comrade Kirillo, 1976. He has two collections of short stories, Javni, 1930, and The Cow as the Barricades, 1947. His magnum opus and The Serpent and the Rope are metaphysical novels. Though his literary output is merged, yet he has been accorded a high place by both Indian and foreign critics. Raja Rao is a major writer because he is perhaps the finest painter of India and of East-West confrontation in all its aspects. He is a lover of truth, and sadly, a truth evades a person. The truth about truth is seldom known to the limitations of the human senses. Next heading, Raja Rao as Sadhaka. All in all, Raja Rao appears to be an isolated and even difficult novelist. It is because the novelist as Sadhak has a purpose quite different from the novelist whose prime concern is to present a faithful account of some unique physical experience. The novel from the pen of a Sadhak is essential in the form of a spiritual search, hence it is more promising than the novel that is ignorant of any metaphysical or visionary approach to life. The danger of a gulf growing between the novelist and the uncultivated reader cannot be ruled out. The novel with a metaphysical theme demands a different quality in the reader, the capacity to share something deeper than physical experience. By Shiva Niranjan. Chronology of Raja Rao's life and works. Born on November 5 at Hassan in Mysore in 1908, joined the Madras E. Alia School in Hyderabad and qualified matriculation in 1915. Joined Aligarh Muslim University in 1925 and obtained graduation from Nizam College, Hyderabad in 1926. He was awarded the Asiatic Scholarship of the Government of Hyderabad in 1929. He visited France in 1929 and joined the University of Montpellier in 1929. He married an American actress, Catherine Molly, in 1929 and conducted research under Professor Louis Kazamian at the Sorbonne University in Paris in 1929. He returned to India in 1929. He returned to India in 1933 and published short stories in 1933. He completed Kantapura in 1933 and published Kantapura in 1938. He became co-editor of Changing India in 1939. He met Sri Aurobindo in 1939 and visited Raman Maharshi in 1940. He visited Gandhi's ashram, Sevagram, in 1941. Participated in the Quit India movement in 1942. He visited Sri Atmanand at his ashram in Banaras and accepted him as his guru in 1943. He became co-editor of Tomorrow in 1943 and visited France again in 1946. He published The Cow of the Barricades and the short stories in 1947 and visited America in 1950. He published The Serpent and the Rope in 1960 and won Sahitya Academy Award for The Serpent and the Rope in 1961. He published The Cat and the Shakespeare in 1965 and returned to India in 1968. He published Comrade Kirillo in 1976 and published The Policeman and the Rose and Other Stories in 1978. Thank you.